Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Last week we said it's not over till it's over. Today, it's almost over. We're talking about the 63rd session of the Montana Legislature and the fact that the governor has 10 days from the time he receives a bill to either sign it, allow it to become law without his signature, or veto it. Since the last of the bills hit his desk on April 26th, we should know the fate of the remaining bills by tomorrow. Yesterday, we had some good news. The governor signed House Bill 478, a bill to place tougher restrictions on human trafficking. It makes sense. We heard girls testify that say they were forced into prostitution as early as age 11. It makes so much sense, in fact, that it leaves us baffled as to why the governor would try to kill House Bill 391. If you recall, that's the bill to require parental consent for a minor to get an abortion. It came to light last week that the governor's been working behind the scenes with the ACLU, Planned Parenthood, and other abortion providers on a strategy to kill House Bill 391 and the accompanying ballot referendum, House Bill 521. First, he wants to kill the normal bill, then make sure that the people of Montana never get a chance to vote on it. Their plan to kill House Bill 391 means putting it before a liberal judge in hopes that it will be found unconstitutional. It's all political calculus. They believe that they have the judges, but we have the people. In fact, if last November's vote on parental notification is any indication, we have enough votes to overturn an adverse court opinion by amending the Constitution. Our opponents need to understand that they're fighting for a philosophy, but we're fighting for our kids, and a parent's love for their children trumps political philosophy any day. That's why the voters passed parental notification by 71%. 2 days ago, Planned Parenthood announced that they would file suit on this issue by the end of the month. They didn't make a big deal about parental notification because they knew that they could get around it. According to a former Planned Parenthood clinic director, they routinely send notification letters to fictitious addresses to skirt the notification laws. Consent laws are different. They require parents to sign notarized affidavits to prove that they are indeed the parents before they give consent. It's tougher for an abortion clinic to turn a blind eye, and that's why Planned Parenthood is planning to sue. It's also why consent rather than notification is so important. With the increases in human trafficking right here in the U.S., and the number of times Planned Parenthood's been caught on camera during sting operations agreeing to perform illegal abortions on minors, it's time for us as a society to say enough is enough. We had high hopes that Governor Bullock would have signed this bill. As a practicing Catholic and parent of young children, we thought surely he'll place the protection of kids over politics. Sadly, that was not the case. And the fact that he went even further and blocked the ballot referendum from reaching the people further proves that he is fully committed to the notion that abortion rights outweigh parental rights. Now we're left with the time and expense of a major lawsuit. But that's okay. It's all part of the plan. We didn't expect them to give up easily. We knew that a lawsuit was coming, and we've been preparing for it. We're in this for the long haul, and as I said before, in the end, we believe that we'll win, because parental rights trump political philosophy every time. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.